filmmaker Nicole Kahn released her landmark lesbian-themed movie Claire of the Moon in 1992. Last year, her film Perfect Ending, starring Morgan Fairchild, Barbara Niven, and Jessica Clark, was beyond hot. She's here to talk about her new film, She Walks in Beauty, and give us her spin on her LGBT issues. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Charlotte.
Tell us about your new movie project, She Walks in Beauty.
Well, it's the most ambitious undertaking I have ever faced. It's based on the novel She Walks in Beauty that came out in the mid-90s and is now being republished by Bella Books. October, I think, they're releasing it. It's a story within a story within a story, and part of the story is contemporary and part of it's a period piece reflecting the contemporary story. Many people ask me, how do writers come up with their material? And in this story, we actually get to see a writer live her life. She ends up completely selling her soul in the LA industry, which is very easy to do. And as she retreats to find out what happened with everything, she ends up writing a book, and inside the story is that book. And that book reflects her journey and parallels her journey, but in a different way as how writers take from their life. It basically explores all of her journey in a different way. So it's an opportunity to see how a writer comes up and creates their novels, as well as being a beautiful film, which will be shot in color, the contemporary story, and black and white, the backstory.
What inspired you to do this film?
Well, it's something I've always wanted to do, but the problem is financing these films on this micro-budget level in the first place are very, very difficult. To do a period piece, you know, just double the difficulty and double the budget. I was inspired, actually, by my executive producer, Lane Sturgis, who thought of a different way to meet the challenges of raising money for these films in terms of a lot of different kinds of fundraising events. And she had fallen in love with the book and really, really wanted to focus on the contemporary story. I had already written a script called Sonara years ago that was voted in the LA Times as one of the 10 best underproduced scripts ever. As I said at the time, it was a period piece and you couldn't raise financing. So I thought the way to bring one of my favorite stories to life would be to connect it to a contemporary story. So that's one of the reasons I felt very keen to do this film. But the other reason I felt keen to do it is because it deals with an issue I see daily in the industry. People get involved in the industry, and they forget who they are. You know, the flash of lights, you know, rubbing elbows with celebrities, all of that stuff makes people tend to forget the real things in life. And it really comes down to integrity themes, which are universal. So it was just the story I want to tell at this point in my life.
Tell us about the casting contest you're launching.
That was the brainchild of Elaine Sturgis. It's an awesome concept from the standpoint for a director like myself. I'm an actress director. It sends out an ability for anybody from around the world to actually try to audition for one of these parts. As you see on the site, there's applications for auditioning. Anybody from India to Slovakia can try out for one of these parts, going through the process of that application that's on SheWalksInBeautyMovie.com. And it's a very exciting premise for me because I always say the casting chemistry is the most key, and finding not just one needle in a haystack, but two. And this will give us a lot more opportunity to find those two needles. Plus, we need, you know, a couple of more needles because we have quite a cast. It's a huge cast. There are two leads in the contemporary story, plus a couple of other major juicy roles, and there's two leads in the historical piece, and a lot of it's an ensemble piece in the historic storyline. My attempt is to find, scour the world over to find my lead, which I want to play both the contemporary lead as well as the historical lead. So it'll be one of the juiciest roles for an actress that's ever been written.
You're also holding the first ICON conventions in 2014. Tell us about that.
Again, a brainchild of Elaine Sturgis. She decided, why not throw some of these events where we show all the films that I've done, as well as films from other lesbian filmmakers, because one of the things we're trying to do as we continue on sort of more global process is to mentor younger filmmakers and try to bring them along the way, show their shorts at these conventions, things along those lines. But the goal is to, at those conventions, not to show the films, but also do live casting auditions where people who buy certain tickets will be able to come in and see the audition process themselves. And a lot of people have always wondered what that actually feels like. So they'll be able to come and join us, as well as in the UK. We're not just having a regular read. We're going to be doing a special chemistry read the following afternoon, which I'm sure quite a few women would like to join us for.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT equality?
The LGBT equality issue for me is sort of a double-edged sword. From a civil rights issue, we should have all rights that anybody has. We're human. It's a human rights issue. One of my feelings is that the more equal we become, the more invisible we become on some levels, because our community is primarily connected by one thing, the fact that we love the same sex, but we don't hold the same traditions, social backgrounds, cultural backgrounds, any of those things. So it is the one piece that sort of binds us together. And so I sometimes worry about when we're mainstreamed, we lose ourselves, as we have seen has happened in the past 20 years. In Claire of the Moon, there were bookstores, there were newspapers, there were magazines, coffee houses that were all dedicated to our community, and so you knew where to find our community. Now, in the time of internet, I think it's very difficult sometimes to find our community. And so from that standpoint, it's sort of a poignant, bittersweet passage. However, I believe the time has come to merge LGBT with the rest of the universe, especially in terms of our storytelling, our books, all of our films. You know, we want our own library, yet our library speaks to everybody. Our stories are human stories. They transcend LGBT. And so it's a very dicey question, because the fact that once mainstreamed, I think we sort of disappear. But on that topic, I'm doing a Jen Foster She video. I'm directing it because I believe that we should have this equality, and because I believe people who are truly in love should be allowed to be married and enjoy that wonderful sort of sacred ceremony that pops them up and says, we are lovers and we are committed to each other, and we are committed to each other for life in a very sacred pact.
What was your reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court Prop 8 and DOMA rulings?
Well, of course, I was thrilled and excited and all of those things, and I believe the other states will all have to follow along, and I think that it will be time for us to, as I said, you know, merge into society as a whole. And so I'm ecstatic.
LGBT teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
You know, that's a really difficult one. You would think with all the diversity groups that are in schools now, I mean, virtually every high school has a diversity group or diversity program, that this would not still be the same issue that it is for teens who are facing an identity situation. I guess it's very different in L.A. You know, there's teens out. They're out with their friends. My daughter has friends that are gay in her school, and she's only in eighth grade. So it's not a big deal sort of on the coast, you know, the east and west coast. But in Kansas, it probably still is a big deal. And unfortunately, the nature of teens is to be pretty much as vicious as they can be in their attempts to find their individual selves. Unfortunately, they tend to go sway with the pack as opposed to standing out individually. And when they do stand out individually, like a teen dealing with their sexual identity, you know, it becomes a very frightening and terrifying place. My suggestion to them would be to find safe harbor with adults they know will understand who they are. Go to a family aunt or uncle and allow yourself to be able to be known to somebody who's in the adult universe who can help protect you and guide you through the process, because unfortunately, like I said, teens are very malleable. They don't have their own mind yet, even though that's what they're in their quest to find, and they can be really, really brutal. So my best suggestion would be to find an understanding adult to help protect and guide them.
How can people get information about your contest and the ICON convention?
They can go to the shewalksinbeautymovie.com site, as well as information on nicolecon.com site, and She Walks in Beauty, the Facebook page as well. But all of the contest casting rules and application is at the site. They can fill it in right there and submit it. And we are having a lot of submissions. It's been wonderful to have responses from people from all over the world. And it really gives sort of an equalizer for all of these actors who can never get their foot in the door. They don't belong to a casting process. They're living in Michigan, but they believe they have the chops. It's a way for them to get themselves seen. And every one of these is viewed, and then we will start casting after we do the UK convention, of course.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish they would ask, and they always do, is why is it so difficult to fund lesbian features? The reason that lesbian features don't get financing in the world of the entertainment industry is because they never have theatrical releases, and that's the only way that a film actually is able to be commercially successful in the mainstream. I want women and men out there to know that the reason we ask for donations for film is because there is no other way to actually make these films. More and more of our features are being crowdsourced or Kickstartered or donated forms, and that is because it's the only way to actually preserve a library for LGBT titles, specifically lesbian titles. Gay men don't have this issue. They have lots of money, and they also get theatrical releases. And the other thing I want to have them ask me is, what am I doing right now? I'm preparing for Jen Foster's video, She, which is one of the most beautiful songs she has written. I'm a big, huge fan of hers anyway. She had Broken and Elena Undone. And we're planning to make it very fun and also message that gay marriage is here to stay and its time has come. So be looking out for that, because that will be coming out sometime late fall.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes. It's very, very simple. Be here now. Because the reality is, there's nothing I can do about something that may happen a week from now. There's nothing I can do about really much of anything except for being in the moment, suiting up, and meeting the challenges of the day. My son Nicholas has taught me nothing else. It's that life is so precarious. He's been very ill on and off this whole last half a year. And there have been times that he's gotten perilously close to places that we never want to go. And it has taught me that every moment counts and you have to cherish it. And the other part of that, be here now, is be in absolute gratitude for everything we have and for every minute we have.